Kia ora! My name is Saima, and today I'll be reading you my suspenseful writing. So, let's get right into it. It was a nice sunny day in Afghanistan. The sun was bright and shining over the houses. It smelled like fresh bread that came right out of the oven. There was a boy next to me named Adam. He moved his mouth and spoke to me. Adam had nice black straight hair. He was 1 inch taller than me and had nice green eyes. Adam was wondering where the fresh bread scent came from. Hey there, do you know where the bread scent is coming from? Adam asked me in a smooth way with some shivers. I replied, No, I don't, sorry. We sat at a bench and got some cold drinks. We talked about how we might be related or if we have anything in common. We both like football a lot and we also enjoy cooking. Cooking is the best. We went to my house and made some chocolate chip cookies in the kitchen. My family really loves chocolate chip cookies. We then played some football at the field. We enjoyed our day a lot. I then asked him if he wanted a night over at my house. He said, yeah, sure, why not? We then went to sleep fast. The next morning, Adam and I made breakfast for my family. We made some nice crunchy grilled cheese, waffles, pancakes, and a sweet, huge red velvet cake. We all had breakfast together as a big family. We were laughing and having so much fun. Adam looked like he was having a lot of fun, too. We then went outside and played a game of hide and seek with Adam and my siblings. I was the seeker. I counted to 30 and went hunting for them. Whoosh, whoosh. The leaves were flying all over the place. I saw someone running across my face. I was so frightened, but I still went to check if they were still there. I went to check and no one was there. I was so scared at first, until someone said my name. Swipe, someone whispered. I was so scared that I screamed and ran. Ah! As I was running away, I heard footsteps. When I went to look, there was no one. Yet someone said, run now or I'll kill you. I didn't run because I was tired and there was no one behind me. As I took a full step, I screamed, help me! That's the end of my story. I hope you guys enjoyed. Please leave a positive comment on my blog.